Hello, and welcome to Fine Art Week. We're replaying some of our finest episodes about some of the finest works of art ever created. Enjoy, and we'll have all new episodes for you next week.
Accept no substitutions. This is a real episode of our podcast and not a copy. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Welcome back to Cool, Weird, Awesome. No, this is not an incredible simulation of the show. It's the genuine article. I'm Brady. It's Wednesday, September 2nd, and there was a pretty big announcement in the art world recently. Decades ago, experts thought that a painting by Rembrandt known as Head of a Bearded Man had not actually been painted by Rembrandt at all. So it sat in the basement of the Ashmolean Museum in Oxford. But over the weekend, a group called the Rembrandt Research Project said they'd looked again, and actually it probably was a genuine Rembrandt. The authenticity of Rembrandt paintings has been such an issue over the years that there have actually been museum exhibits of the non-official paintings. Somehow, no one decided to call these shows I Can't Believe It's Not Rembrandt. There are a lot of issues here. Rembrandt lived and worked in the 1600s. There isn't always a long paper trail for work that old. Also, Rembrandt taught dozens of painters. He encouraged them to paint in his style and sometimes to make copies of his works. Sometimes he even helped them finish pieces or corrected some of their brush strokes. So authenticity has been a problem for a long time. And there's a lot of detective work that goes into determining whether a painting is an actual Rembrandt or not. They compare the relatively small number of works he signed to the many unsigned pieces to see what they might have in common. There's also all kinds of technical and scientific scanning and analysis. In this latest case, it took a dendrochronologist, that's someone who studies the rings of trees to determine their age, to verify that the wood for this painting came from the same tree as another verified Rembrandt work. And this work continues, which means there could be more of these paintings deemed non-authentic that come out of museum storage in the years to come. You can learn more about what's a Rembrandt and what isn't at coolweirdawesome.com and on Twitter at coolweirdpod. And after this, we'll take you to your actual hometown, only it wasn't always where it is today. That's coming up.
If you like listening to Cool Weird Awesome, help us make Cool Weird Awesome as a backer on Patreon. For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show. Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird. Learn more today at patreon.com/BradyCarlson. Thanks.
If you missed our special series last week called What's in a Name Week, do yourself a favor and check out the website to get caught back up. It was a lot of fun to put together. Here's a fun site for you to check out today. It's an interactive online map of continental drift. So you enter a town or a city, and you see where that place was on the globe hundreds of millions of years ago and how it got to where it is today. I'm Brady. Thanks for being here with us today, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.